of a city, there's a million epiphanies occurring in the blurring of the world beyond the curtain and the world within the person. There's a quivering, the litter in the alleyway is singing.
Yo, yo, welcome to Crypto 101. This is Matthew Aaron, and today we're going to talk about hard forks and soft forks. What is a hard fork and what is a soft fork? And I have a nice analogy story to go with that. Hopefully it's a little better than our proof of work, proof of stake story. But before we do that, I want to give a shout out and some Crypto 101 love to the unsung hero of Crypto 101. He is our marketing social media director, and he just had a baby last week. Well, he didn't, his wife did, but a beautiful baby girl, Kyle, some Crypto 101 love. Guys, if you're on Twitter, if you're following us, guys, please send him some love. It's his first. He's super stoked, and he's a busy man, and that's why we haven't had a lot going on our Facebook and Tumblr and stuff like that. But that should change a little bit now that, the baby is out, and you guys know how it works. So I'm not going to go into details. But what you don't know how it works is hard forks and soft forks. So that I will go into details about. Anyway, some love to Kyle, love to his wife, and his beautiful daughter. And now for the story we've all been waiting for. Hard forks and soft forks. Now, hard forks and soft forks take place in a nightclub. And that nightclub has a long bar. And the long bar, behind that long bar, has 10 bartenders. And I just so happen to be the manager of that bar. This bar that we're talking about, that I just made up now. And, you know, this bar has been doing its thing for many years, since, let's just say, 2009. And this bar makes gin and tonics a certain way. It's 2 ounces of gin, tonic water on ice in a cup. That's it. That's their gin and tonic. When the client goes up to this bar, every bartender makes the gin and tonic the same way. Gin, tonic, on ice. One day, there's this one bartender, though. And he's like, you know, I've been playing with this whole gin and tonic recipe thing. I added a lime to it, and I really like how this tastes. And I'm going to start putting a lime in my gin and tonic. And he does. Well, you know, they're doing their business. They've been open for about an hour. Manager comes up and says, Billy, the hell are you doing? He's like, you know, I decided to put a lime in this gin and tonic. The manager's like, no. Here at my club, we make it a certain way. Every bartender makes the gin and tonic and all of our drinks the same exact way. You can't just change the recipe. If you want to change the recipe, you can go right ahead. But you have to start your own bar, your own club, and do it the way that you want to do it. But here, if you're using my, let's just say, coin, whatever. If you're making it in my bar, you're going to have to make it the same way. Well, Billy's a little pissed off about this, but he does exactly what the boss says. And he makes his gin and tonics, gin, tonic, on ice. Just like the other 9 bartenders. Well, you know, Billy's not going to let this go. After work, he, you know, has a couple of drinks with his barmates. And he says, guys, you got to try this. Here's a gin and tonic with a lime in it. Taste that. They're like, man, this is good. And they're like, yeah, you know what? And like, he's like, look, if we want to say, let's just call it fork. If we want to fork our recipe and do something different, we're going to have to work together. We're all going to have to agree and signal that this is what we want to do to the boss. And that we're going to accept this. And the boss then will come in and say, you know, well, if all the bartenders are doing this, then I guess we might not have a choice. We're going to go a certain way. So they come into work the next day, and they set up their bar, and they start making gin and tonics. This time, their gin and tonics is gin, tonic, on ice with a lime. Except for Tommy. Tommy's a little bit of a kiss ass. He doesn't want to piss off the boss. And so he doesn't make the gin and tonic with gin, tonic, and lime. He makes it gin and tonic like they usually do. And so you have 9 out of 10 bartenders signaling that they want to change the recipe. Well, the manager comes in. And he's like, what the hell are you guys doing? He's like, Billy's like, look, you really got to try this. Gin and tonic with lime. Manager takes a sip. He's like, it is pretty good. Okay, this is what we're going to do. The manager says, what we're going to do is we're going to change the recipe just for today and see what happens. If the customer wants a gin and tonic, you make it with gin and tonic and lime. And if they don't want it, just take it out. And if they ask for it, just take it out. It's fine. It's not a big deal. Let's just see what everybody says. He calls this a soft fork because the gin and tonic now can have a lime or not lime. It's kind of like backwards compatible, if you will. I mean, yeah, all the gin and tonics are coming out with this, but you know what? If you want to go to get your original gin and tonic, you can do that. So it's like very soft on the rules. There's nothing really set in stone. And Tommy's over there. You know, only 90% of the bartenders did it, you know, this new way. And Tommy's the only guy, but that was enough to persuade the manager. Well, the manager comes in the next day. And the manager says, "Hey, how'd that go?" And all the bartenders like, "Man, they loved it. They loved it, and we're going to continue making it this way." Well, you know what? Tommy's just like, "No. I like my classic cocktail. I like my, we're going to call it Gin and Tonic Classic. And the other one is GTL. GNTL and GNTC. So we have GNTL and GNTC. And Tommy's like, Tommy used to be a kiss ass, and now he just grew up hair, and he's all like, "Hey, you know, I like my Gin and Tonic Classic, and I'm going to make it this way." And the manager's like, "Look, I understand what you're saying here. And Tommy, you're our best bartender. You make more gin and tonics than anybody else here. You're the fastest. And you know what? The customers like you. But in my bar, we're going to have only gin and tonics with lime from now on." Well, you know what? Tommy doesn't like that. And Tommy says, "You know what? I am very confident that if I take my gin and tonic, my recipe, by the way, the one that everybody knows me for, and I go out and do my own gin and tonic, I'm going to be successful." And he's going to take that risk. So he splits and he hard forks it. And now the gin and tonic is not backwards compatible. You cannot have it without a lime because the rules of the company now are that gin and tonic have a lime. But, you know, Tommy, he had his attitude. He went out and said, "You know, I'm going to take my gin and tonic classic. I'm going to do my own thing over my own bar. And if you want a gin and tonic classic, you come over here. Tommy has it for you. If you want a gin and tonic lime, those guys got it over there." Well, they forked. They split. Now we have GNTL and we have GNTC. Now the clients, you know, they like GNTC. And, you know, since it's a big bar, there's still 10 bartenders behind there. And because we had to hire somebody to, you know, take Tommy's spot. And they're all making it GNTL. But Tommy opened his new place, and you know what? It was kind of slow to begin with, but it started picking up. And we're surprised, but a lot of people really do like the GNT Classic. And they go over there, they have a good time, they hang out with Tommy. We think it's inferior because it doesn't have the lime, but a lot of people really like the Classic. Of course, Tommy's not making as much money as we are. They're not as big as we are. And he's thinking about expanding the bar. You know, he does have a full bar. And, you know, he hired a couple more people. But, you know, we still are the biggest game in town. And anyway, our gin and tonic just forked. And now we have two gin and tonics, GNTL and GNTC. So anyway, that is my story of what a hard fork and a soft fork is. And there's a couple key points in that story. One is that you're not going to get anything done unless the majority signals that this is what they're going to do. Because if you don't have the majority and you're just one dude or a percentage, a small percentage like 10% or 20%, even 30%, you might as well just start your own coin. Go out there and make a whatever coin, because you can't take an existing coin, an existing company, an existing brand with an existing product and be a minority and start doing your own thing. However, if everybody starts doing it, then, you know, you might be able to get something done. Another key thing to pay attention to was the soft fork or the soft gin and tonic rule. You know, before when you had a soft gin and tonic rule, you can have it with lime or without lime. We want to see what happened, you know, and it's totally okay if you went and got a gin and tonic without lime. But Tommy was a dick. Tommy really didn't want to change his recipe. Tommy's older. I mean, not saying anything about older people, but he's been doing his gin and tonic for 30 years the same way. And he didn't want to change it. So Tommy went out and he made his own bar, made his own coin. And had a gin and tonic classic. Now, this is a hard fork when it's not backwards compatible anymore, because in my bar, with my bartenders, you're only going to get a gin and tonic with lime now. So that's why Tommy had to leave. So I hope this explains what a gin and tonic, I'm sorry, not a gin and tonic. Well, I hope we all know what a gin and tonic is. Actually, it's probably pretty good if you don't as well. Drinking. It was my good friend's birthday on the 29th of August, and I haven't touched a drink in 2 months. I was in Europe for a wedding, and that was the last time I touched a drink 2 months ago. And so we went out and we had a couple beers, craft beers, you know, 6.8% ABV. And I had, I think, three pints. And I am just destroyed today. But even though I'm a little hurting today, I decided, you know, hard forks and soft forks are something that we needed to get out and figure out for everybody. Thank you very much for listening. This is Matthew Aaron. And like always, you can find me on Twitter, crypto_101, SoundCloud, Facebook, Tumblr, crypto101. You can send an email at crypto.101@outlook.com. Send us your music, send us ideas, send us anything. If you say, hey, I got this new song, I want to put it on Crypto 101, send it over. I will make it part of the track. And you also can find us on kimcoin.com. kimcoin.com is a website that hosts a lot of podcasts about cryptocurrency. Today's music is by Kate Tempest. The song is called Lion Mouth Door Knocker. It's off of her Let Them Eat Chaos album. This is the live version I found on YouTube. This was actually one of my favorite albums of 2016. I didn't know who this person was. I wasn't expecting this. I downloaded this album, or I got it on Spotify actually, and she kills it. Whole album. Check it out. Links in the description. Anyway, thank you very much. This is Matthew Aaron, Crypto 101.
Everybody's here trying to make or scrape a living. The fox freezes on the alley wall and stands still, sniffing. Bare branches sway in the front gardens. The lion mouth door knocker flaps in the breeze. Street lights glint on the beware of the dog sign. Beer cans and crisp packets dance with the dead leaves. It's 4:18 a.m. At this very moment, on this very street, 7 different people in 7 different flats are wide awake. They can't sleep. Now, of all these people in all these houses, only these 7 are awake. And they shiver in the middle of the night, counting their sheepish mistakes.
Is anybody else awake? Will it ever be day again? Is anybody else awake? Will it ever be day again?
Now we start on the corner with our back to the wall, next to the old phone box where the tramp leaves his bedding. The road runs ahead of you, houses and flats either side. Go ahead, walk down. Go past the yard with the caravans there behind the hedges.